wanted to outline. Now, this sugya is multidimensional, and all we've shown him go to great lengths to discuss it. It's Nogei Lamaisa. There is the Tosasin, which we'll learn. Balamor Ramban, Chuvas HaRashba, Sarosh, Ramban, everyone has a different mahalach. Okay. And to go through all the details of all the Rishonim, what I'd like to do is wrap up the sugya on Sunday. I advise everyone for your own getting the sugya clearly to go inside through all the Rishonim and organize it and see exactly what they say. Sunday I want to wrap up everything so that we, by Monday to begin Shechit again. That's number one. Number two, even though for various in the light they don't come in on Friday, for Bachrim, Friday isn't a day off. I expect people to be here. If you need a day off Friday, so then it would be very easy in my life, make my life much easier. Friday I wake up later, relax a little bit, but I come in. Why? I expect the Bachrim to be here on Friday. And regular shear, everything on Friday. Now, and that's, expect that to be taken seriously. Okay, now. There is just, we're in the middle of Tosfos, but I thought just to show you certain ramifications of this. There's a Tshuvas HaRan Shulchan Aruch brings. What's the case? Reuven notza isha b'tzarfas. Reuven married a woman when he was living in France. She umakom shenagu sholisa shtei nashim. In France, they accepted Chayim Rabbein Gershon. And he moved to Spain. In Spain, they didn't accept Chayim Rabbein Gersh. There's Castilla, Castile. Magum Shinogu Lisa Steinosh. So what is his... So he can get married to another... He can take a second wife there or not take a second wife there. That he asked the Ran. The Ran answers him as the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. There's Minig Mokam Shiyotza Misham, Minig Mokam Shibolasham. But there's a difference between that and Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. Sometimes, in times of Rishonim was common, when they wanted to enforce something on a tzibur, they made it a becherim, that anyone in the tzibur who violates it will be in cherim. What happened with Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon? What happened with Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon? It wasn't just the takona. It was Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. It means all of Kehilos Ashkenaz, which were then under the authority of Rabbeinu Gershon. He was the Posek Achron of Ashkenaz, very early, it was the 9th century. He accepted Bechayim that they would not have two wives. He says, a Chayim is like a neder That's chal on the yochid. It's a din doraisa. There's no such thing doraisa as I mentioned yesterday. A neder or shvu that's chal on a tzibu. A neder that's a din doraisa, it's chal on a yochid. The moment it's chal on a yochid, it has nothing to do. So when Riz Ruvain got married in Tzarfas, there, and he was then part, and was living in Tzarfas, part of the community in Tzarfas. So, it was as if he took a neder or shvuah that he would not have a second wife. And it was chal on him as a yochid.
And it's chal on him as a yochid because he's part of the tzibu.
Because he's part of the tzibu. If he was from Sfarad, who just went for the chasna to Tzarfas, with the idea of going back to Sfarad, no. But he was part of the tzibu of Sfarad. Of Tzarfas. And therefore, he was part of B'nai Ashkenaz. B'nai Ashkenaz accepted that. Now, since B'nai Ashkenaz accepted that, and they accepted B'toras Cherem, so that's Chal. Not only on them, this, and how this works, the Magdus is why the Ramban wrote the whole Mishpat Cherem. So it's a shul that's Chal on the Yechidim who are part of that Sibur. When I join that Sibur, I take upon myself b'neder b'shvua to, and it's chal on me as a yochid. And it's a chayru. That's why people take chayru b'negeshim very, very seriously. Okay. It was chal b'toros chayru. Now, and then Shulchan Aruch ben Paskins, this in Simon Yoredeus in Reish Kof Ches, and he passed. Give me, is there a Shulchan Aruch here? Anywhere around here? So, no. Reish Kof Ches. See, and here the whole question you see is who was it chal on the tzibur or on the yochid? The Ran is very, very clear that Cherem is chal on the yochid, so therefore it has nothing to do with Daitalach or anything. That. This man moved from Tzarfas to Sfarad, and he was going to settle there, and it ain't Daitalach. Yesh li shomer shem kol echad osu haskama b'cheirim the migda milsa v'hochu tzotzen li'ir acheres lodur v'ein daitum lachzor im apir tzahim mitzu yisham chayvim lesnayik begedah shekiblu aleihim be'irim harishona im avru harehem avaryonim. And the Ramot says, "Lochem ishi yotzim mokum shenor cherem ben ogershin shol lisa shteinosh and mokum shemekin also lo lisa shteinosh." And the Gros says, "What's the reason?" Lo domi lemashik kotz per kama the chulin hanim heichid the day to laatsa. Tzotzim b'minik shenog b'mokom v'en elu l'mokom hahu. It's in that sibu. Avol cherem shekiblu aleihem al zarem havei kinsh nishbu shakafta de gavra domi. Rami. It is as a cherem as if they took a shvua, and every shvua is on every individual b'toros yochid. V'chayavim edin Torah lasus kein, and that's a shvua d'oraisa. But here is interesting. My great-great-grandfather, 1,200 years ago, was mekabel b'cherem not to take a second wife. And therefore, that cherem is chal on the tzibu b'toros yochid. And it's as if I took a shvu when I got married, then I'm not going to take a second wife.
It's nafka once he got married? Or
what?
Once, if he lived there at any point, so he has that cherem.
What?
Only once he got married to the first wife, that's when this...
No, that... I'm not sure. It could be just I lived there, maybe. But he says, "Have midin Torah lasus kain lo talya b'makom." Have a guy gave per gimel the Shabbos. Okay. Have a I and Ron, Chuvis, and the Shach. Shach just quotes it. Okay. Av mishen daita l'artza. Okay. No. So and when the chiluk is very clear, what is it chal on the yochid or on the tzibur? If it's chal, what's chal on the yochid? Even if you go away, once it's chal, it's chal. It's chal on the tzibur as long as I'm part of the tzibur. Now the question is, what the, you know, and that is the whole issue in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam paskins that, and here you have the big issue, what is the ukimta of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Chumrei Mokom Sheyotzom Misham, Chumrei Mokom Sheholach Misham. What is the ukimta? What case is it talking about? So the way the Rambam learned the sugyas, if you take a look in Chulin and you take a look in Psochem, What? If you take a look in Psochem, what are we talking about? What is the case in Psochem? Be very careful with the cases. And there is, if you take it very carefully, there's a, on the face of it, there's a massive stira. Because what happened here in Psochem? You have Rabbi Baba Chana. He's eating daitura. Now, daitura is a machlokas haposkim. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. It's an isur deraisa, mutter or asa. In Eretz Yisrael, it was mutter. In Bavel, it was asa. The poskim in Eretz Yisrael were matarit. Poskim in Bavel were asa. He went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he was eating daitur. And when they saw someone saw him eating it, he covered over. He says, "Why are you doing it?" Kutsoi. And Rabbi Baba Chana does not believe in the Mishnah. Does he believe in the Mishnah or doesn't believe in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, so then the Gemara says, what is the, so says Rav Ashi, what's the mukimta of me? Afilu tamer, Marishal, Bohani, Mili, Hechadid, ain't I to Larsa. So what is it? The Mishnah is talking about ain't I to Larsa, and Rabbi Baba Chana is Daito Larsa. So therefore the Rambam says, what is the Gemara in Psochem talking about? That the Mishnah in Psochem is talking about Daito Lachso. What is the halach of Daito Lachso? Let's read what the Mishnah says. Halach Mokom Shein Lomokom Shosim. Notes of all of Chumre Mokom Shiyotzim. Mishom Chumokom Halach Lashon. Val Yeshana Odom Mimnei Amachok. Is that a third thing? The Rambam says no. Well, it depends how you understand the Rambam. Why Mokom Shehalach Lashon? Because the Machok. And that is how the Gemara in Psochem talks. Take a look at the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says, no, what is the Mishnah talking about? Not Ein Daito Lachso. The Mishnah is talking about Daito Lachso. So what is the Mishnah talking about? So some Rishonim confronted with that said, let's start them. Half the Mishnah is talking about this, half the Mishnah is talking about that. And they're stuck. And all Rishon are busily struggling with it. Can you put it together? You can't put the two sugyas together. The Gros says the Rambam didn't try to put the two sugyas. The Rambam very often just says it's a series of sugyas on Paskim Psoch. And therefore, what is the Mishnah? Now, one could have interpreted the Mishnah. Let's read the Rambam inside. Hilchos Yom Tov. Ches Hilchos Yom Tov Halacha Chof. Now, holy Mokum Sholtzim, Lamokum Shain Olsim, Lo Yatsa Be Yishuv. Why? Mipne Hamachlokas. Aber also who by Midbo. Holy Mokum Shain Olsim, Lamokum Sholtzim, Lo Yatsa. Notsim all of Chome Mokum Shiotsim, and Chome Mokum Sholokasha. Bavi Kain, which of the name Shubotum, there is. Lolum Yolum Shadolum Hamachlokas. The chain misha died to lachso. So the first part of the halacha is talking about ain't died to lachso. And the only reason you have to, and the Gros said, the Raman's very clear. The only reason you have to keep where you are is mipnei machlokas. And that would mean, he says, avoholech b'midbar. What? The midbar, you're not part of anything. See what the Ramban does with this whole thing. But this is exactly what and there are two ways of understanding the Rambam. Understanding the Rambam one way has nothing to do with Neder. It has to do simply, I am always part of the place I came from. And that means, if there's a machlokas, according to the Rambam, machlokas between Minig America, Minig Eretz Yisrael, the guy by my Minhagim, since I grew up in the United States and part of the United States, I'm always chayev in Minhag America. Why here should I keep Minhag Eretz Yisrael? It's not a machlokas. And Now, what Al Yishadon Neamachlokas means can be interpreted one of two ways. And with a major nafkamin al halacha, that has to do with can you eat a Hershey bar here in Eretz Yisrael in the dormitory? Not in the street. The Ramban says, see, Ayishanam Mnei Machlokas means even Bachadre Chadorim. Ayishanam Mnei Machlokas means I have to, so there shouldn't be a Machlokas, I have to take all the Menhagim of the place I go to. All the Chormas of the place I go to. It's in a minute. Others say no. If people see me eating it, it can cause a machlokas. We'll see that in the Rishon. So according to the Ramban, if you wanted to eat a Hershey bar in the dormitory here, also, shanom and a machlokas. According to the Rishon, only if I had shanom allowed to do it. Okay, that we'll see. The Rosh, Ayishanam Machlokas, goes even further. You're not allowed to do anything. There's Mesechta Derech Eretz. Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel. Is the Gemara Avodah Zarah here? The Mesechta Derech Eretz in it? isn't it? It's, I thought it was Dalet Gimel. Dalet He. Says like this: Lo yadom er ben hayeshenim, lo yoshem ben ha'erim, lo bochem ben ha'sochekim, sochek ben ha'bochem, yoshem ben ha'omdim, lo omer ben ha'yoshem, lo korer ben ha'shonim, lo shonim ben ha'korim. Kol shel dovah yeshanu odom midas habrios. If ever you shouldn't be awake when everyone's sleeping, sleep when everyone's awake, cry when everyone's crying. Laughing, laugh when everyone's crying. Sit when everyone's standing. Standing when everyone's sitting. Okay. Do bakiyas when everyone's doing iyun. Iyun when everyone's doing bakiyas. That's what it says. Klola shadova. Lo yeshan the odom and das habrius. Okay. Which means some people love standing up. Some people like being part of the crowd. Okay. Now, doesn't mean so anything where you are. No, okay. Here you have a Rosh. Rosh does a very interesting thing, what machlokas means. Rosh Hashem Psochem. Rosh and Psochem says like this, how far this goes. The Rosh understands that everything works because of neder. The basis of everything is neder midrabban. And we'll go, and the end he says as follows. V'davka b'tzinah shelo yishanim b'pnei ha'machlokas, against the Rambam. So the question, what machlokas means is people see you, it's going to cause machlokas. V'pahes yilo, v'lom v'boi kahidi ait v'shiyesh to nino k'chum v'mokam sh'oloch v'shon. V'lokam v'nei ha'machlokas. V'afilo ha'olich v'mokam sh'machmirim l'mokam sh'mekilim. Rosh goes very far. Avilu daito lachzor. Yeshnino kekule hamokam shaholach l'sham. Yachme keminag makom v'pnei machlokas. V'dova shenika bo shinui minhog. Nevuchach l'kamon says it, ki godol hashalom. To be docha the iser neder midrabanon. Depends. The God of Hashalom, yes, the lover of Minig Makomo came with a let's be Yisur do Oraisa, Shinoga with Yisur Lahach Marale. It says a very interesting thing that if what I'm going to do, people are going to be upset and it's going to go into Machlok and people will complain. Even you don't go by Chomer Mokam Shiyotzim Hashem. Even though previously he said, to Neder the Rabbana. Because there's no Issa the rights. Means when they made the Takana the Rabbana, that every minik, Rosh takes Mepnei HaMachlok. See, we've shown him going in many different directions here. I have to see what the Psak Halach is. But the Rosh says, the Ramban says, it has to do with Chomer's. Has to do with Chumas, that Mibnea Machlokas, I have to accept the Minhagim of the Mokum I come to. All the Chumas are back. And therefore, it's Chal even B'chadre Chadorah. The Rosh says that's not what it is. It's only v'ahesha, but not betzina. It says, but when Chazal made the takona, it's a takona drabonon, balachah drabonon, that there is a neder by my hanhaga, and they made two separate levels of that. Be very careful when you see the Rosh. That my hanhaga, let's say personally, person says, I'm going to accept Rabbeinu Tam after Shabbos. I'm going to accept Davin Shachris Zman Kriya Shema the Magen Avram. There's a big machlokas. I'm going to take this chumra. So, but he doesn't spell it out. He just says no heck that way. He keeps Rabbeinu Tam after Shabbos. He wants to change. He says, you can't change. The heavy kamo neder to the east of Perk Bez and Adarib. Dvaram Hamutor Vachirim Nogabu Isu Yata Rashor Latirim Vifnei. Shum Shinem Eloyachal Dvarim. But he says, and here there's a very key thing. But he can go to a chacham, but it's a neder. It's hatoras nedarim. Hatoras nedarim. Avo hachacham yochum lahati lohem b'charata kamo shard for him. So what's the charata? When you come to mimata neder, you have to say, if I had realized X. So what's your charata? That I kept Rabbeinu Tam. There's no such charata. He says, "Milchat mishindog kein l'shem neder." That I didn't say b'li neder. I should have said b'li neder. That's my charata. He takes it as a neder, but that is when I did it as a yochid. But what about b'nei Bashem? They said, you know. Now here. He says, B'nai Bashan was stuck. Why are they stuck? Here he's talking about, he says, Hey, my dear, I'll call me, in Baal HaChacham Risholim, Yochel Azal Zeminer Chenogu Avosov, he did B'nai Bashan, Lo Yachsel HaChacham. I mean, Adam Chenogu, okay, no, there's no head. But Adam Chenogu Yisra B'dov HaMotor L'Siyogu L'Prishas, Lo Yachsel HaChacham, but that there is Hataras Nadar.
Rabbi?
Yes.
When he says that the chacham could be matir, he says chacham yochel hatir lahem, plural.
Okay, but why weren't they matir to the nebashim?
That's why that
was my problem when I read the Rosh. Understand my problem?
Yeah.
Okay, because he said there are two things. There's a yochin. He says. Kamo shadvam yitro charot Hashem ischatim shenog who came the shem neder. Could be now. Anyone who knows nedarim knows there's a difference between a neder al das rabba. There is no hatara for. Number one, there's a whole question. B'nei Bashan. What happens? These people were doing it for a while. Then they said, we were doing it because our fathers and our grandfathers said, but we don't want to continue. But they, okay. They said, there's no head. What about the next generation after that? Can they, so here, I understand it's Lahem. If it's talking about it, see where I'm stuck, what about B'nai Bashan? Why couldn't they be Matanet?
Maybe it's because B'nai Bashan were the children.
They were the children. So that means that the question is, there's a tzibur, the tzibur's makabalin. It's not so simple to do hataras nedarim for a tzibur. That's neder al das rabim. I'm not sure. The pasha says, the way I understand it, even though it says lahem, B'nai Bashan, there was no hatara, the yachadir is hatara. So if you... But he's taking neder very seriously. See, different people take Ayishanon and Machlokas in different ways. The Ramban says Ayishanon and Machlokas He never talks about neder. He doesn't talk about neder b'chal the Ramban, not at all. The Ramban says, when I come to a place, mimnei machlokas, I have to accept that I'm part of the place. I have to take the analog, and therefore it applies even b'chadre chador. The Rosh says no. Mimnei machlokas means causing machlokas. There's a chumra and a kula. The Ramban has a chumra. What's the Ramban's chumra? Even b'chadre chadara. But will he agree then with the Rosh that I have to be mekel mina machlokas? No such thing. I have two kabbalas. I'm stuck. I have both. Comes the Rosh and said no. It's a neder midrabbanan. Why is it midrabbanan? Because it's minog. There was no hafla. Number two, it's chal on a tzibur, not on a yochid. And when they made takana rabbanan, said mipnei hashalom, you can be over on the neder. It's not included. He says why? It's not a neder d'oraisa. So we say al yeshan order mipnei machlokas. We have to understand what does that mean. Does I give it? Therefore, I've accepted mipnei machlokas. I've accepted what they said. Or it means no. It's a practical thing. If it's going to cause machlokas, not cause machlokas. So when we say that. Now let's.
How is it shy for a yachid to be shy on a minig? Isn't he still part of the tzibur and therefore would still be fine?
That's why Mechias quote Rabbi Siegel over there. I understood he can be shy on his private thing. But that's a neder al das rabim. A neder al das rabim is very, very difficult. If I did it as part of a tzibur and there's a special neder that's chal on the tzibur, so that's a neder al das rabim. I don't believe there's petzel harot on it, but that's why I read the Rosh differently. Okay, now let's see what Tosfos himself has to say.
Even a neder drabon.
What?
Even a neder drabon.
That what? Yeah, it's a neder. The fact that it's drabonon is for two reasons. The rice, so you need hafla, and the rice is no such thing as a neder on a tzibur. That's why when we move into cherem, which is a shvur do rice, it has to be on a yochid. Now, how a cherem is chal on subsequent generations, you know, I never took a shvur that I'm not going to marry a second wife, but somehow when I got married, there was. I have a shvua not to take a second wife. That's why some people don't understand. Some people with various hetamei rabbonim, they play around very loosely with it. But they have to understand it's not just some sort of minig cherem ben gershon, it could very well be a din shvua d'oraisa.
Even after the 1,000 years?
What?
Even after the 1,000 years?
That's a whole big machlokas haposkim nowadays. If now, after the 1,000 years, we've accepted it as to be mamshechet, and they have it's even a shvua d'oraisa, or now it's b'toras just a minig, and it's bal yachad rabbanah. And since there's a large group of achronim who treated it as the hemshech of the shvua d'oraisa, that's why it's not some. See, people say it's a minig. Wait a second. Nowadays, you know, just don't throw up minig. I mean, it's a serious part of halacha minig. It's not just with the ikabrugs, you don't ikabrugs. Now comes Tosis. Now the question Rishonim had was as follows. about a minig batos. There are three different places where we may have a minig batos. The way most Rishonim understood Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says that Reb Yosef made a mistake, and it was, even though the people there had a minig, not imugramta, but it was based on the fact that they were under the authority of Rav and Shmuel, and Reb Yosef had told them that Rav and Shmuel paskin imugramta zotzer, and Rav and Shmuel had paskin imugramta zotzer, and therefore it's a minig batos, and that was his opinion. And that's how they understand that Gemara. You have Rebbe Paskin Beis Sha'an is mutter, even though they had been knowing Yisr and Beis Sha'an, because it was the wrong psak. It was based on wrong psak. It's the wrong psak. Okay. What about Bnei Chuzoi, who took off Trumas and Maisis from rice? Was that a minig batos? They thought minadin you had to, or it's something they were machmar alatzma. That is a problem that Rishonim had, just as they had the problem with the next sugya of all these things, Bnei Reb and Gamliel. Im kein ein da scho bifnay im kein hey khit rabbi be shan per kabel de khum the tirits na men yes you are story the high dvarm mutarm va khairim no go is hayno she yodim she hay mutarm rotsim la hakmar latsma na that means they know it's mutter. They want to take a chumrah. No. And that's what the Bryce is talking about. And it's not talking about a toss. Tosus says, this is not a toss. Other Rishonim disagree. You take along the Ramban and he disagrees with that. And he says, Remashma lishna dvarma mutara. Dvarm shenogim machmas toss. Shesfurim shuhuasa. You can tell them directly. For instance, sometimes you have a carpet with has a very deep pile. And if you walk on it, sometimes you can cause a spark. Now, let's assume for the moment that an electric spark has a din of Eish and Shabbos. Why would I assume that an electric spark has a din of Eish and Shabbos? Because the Rambam in Parash Mishnah says you can make Borim or Eish on lightning. It's an electric spark. Okay, so let's assume an electric spark has a din of Eish. And therefore, if you produce an electric spark, so it is a it's an ish of maver, produce ash. That's even though it's animaskayim. Now, so something might produce a spark. What is that? That's a dover shein maskavin. Dover maskavin we all pass, and it's mutter. But a person doesn't know Dover Shem is Kavanah's mutter. And he has a meaning not to do something, because maybe it's a Dover Shem is Kavanah. I know a lot of people like that. They're not aware that Dover Shem is Kavanah's mutter l'chad chila. So that's a meaning batos. You don't know, we all paskin like Rav Shimon. That's a Dover Shem is Kavanah's mutter. So that's a tos. According to tosis. And if they say don't do it, I can tell them you're lost. Right? That's what Tosa says. Yoholahate bifneim, v'cheimashim behedye b'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi that the Rif quotes says exactly that. Yerushalmi. Lezer Rabbonam, kol dover sheni yodeya bo shehu mutter, v'tol bo b'yisiv nishim matirin lo. But it doesn't say b'fneim. Tosis injects that. Why? Because he understands Yerushalmi is quoting this brisa. That's what it is. Yim tomim kena mai koma dilma osi lefushim in aptur alachiyo, kevin di yade shehu potrim. So Tosis is now going on the fact that the Braisa is talking about not a Tos, and that Chubanei Chuzo, it's not a case of Tos, not like a lot of other Rishon. Okay. Now, so if they know it, he says, Yeshon lo kuli amma yade, enichon amma. The ones who initiated this minig did it knowing that it was potter, and they did it for all the reasons they wanted to do it. Okay. So, but it's not everyone is aware of what the people who initiated the minig was aware of. So therefore, if the minig could bring to a michshol, so a minig is not a minig. Tom Marshall Davka Bibne Hamendina Ob Kusoi Ain Rashalahat. Ne Chachomim Oshul Bifne Mut Vamai Na Notum of Chumay Mok Mashiyotsum Jahal Chosham. Okay. So wait a second. That means, so if all of these minhagim that we have, when the challah from rice, the two brothers going to Beis Hamerchas together, that's not a minig b'tolos. So what do you do with the Mishnah? Comes Tosis and says, wait one second. A minig for a siyog is only that I'm chayev min amokum shabal Hashem. This is a tzibur. It has a minig. And if I come to the tzibur, I have to keep the minig. It's the only minig I'll pita mele chachamim. You know, it's a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful idea. People decided this is the gather that has to be done. It's a wonderful idea. Well, I'll pita chachamim. If I come to that place, I'm not mechuyev to keep it. Why? What's the svara behind Tosis? If you take a look at the Tshuvas Aran that I said, he talks about minig mokam shiyotza misham as a minig of tzak in a certain place as well. And the way he understands it, if I come to a tzibur, I'm a kabel the halachic authority of that tzibur, and I cannot be mekel against it. That is the way the Ran understands. So the Ran understands here that once a person is makabel, the Ran has two steps. There are two steps here in understanding what the Ran is talking about. First of all, if I accept the posek as a psak, so I'm mechuyev with that psak. And that is, we discuss the whole sugya. And that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Shavi Nashach Dichadisa. I accept that psak. Number two, part of coming to a place, being part of a place, is accepting the halachic authority of that place. Certainly the Chumra. Ran has two steps. What Tosis is saying is as follows. It depends. They accepted it themselves as an individual minig, but they accepted it as a tzibur accepting a Talmud Chacham as a, we accept upon ourselves, not only the psak of the Talmud Chacham, we accept upon ourselves the geder and the chum of the Talmud Chacham. Now, that's how Tosfos understands it. But if it's a group of people together, get together, it's a whole different thing. It does not, the sense of Tzibur, it's a Tzibur doing something under the Hadrach of the Talmud Chacham. Then they've accepted together, not only the Psak of the Talmud Chacham, but the Geder of the Talmud Chacham, the Chumra of the Talmud Chacham. And maybe a wonderful idea. But if I come there, I'm not mechuyev. You guys have a wonderful idea. I don't like the idea. I come from a different place. You don't have such an idea. Okay. Now, what is dietary? Dietary is a machlokas in the Gemara. Whether it is chaylev, it's an issur d'oraisa, not an issur d'oraisa. So, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, had he come to settle in Bovel, where they paskened, where the psak was l'chumra, it wasn't just a group of people who didn't want to do it. No, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. It's a machlokas in psak. When machlokas in psak. In Eretz Yisrael, they paskin l'kula, and in Bavel, they paskin l'chumra. Once it's a psak l'kula l'chumra, so you come to Bavel, what do you have to do? You have to accept either it was a psak b'torah zvada, or it's a chumra b'torah sofek of the psak, but it's based on the fact that you're dealing with a machlokas. So that becomes a merichoshe. Not just the group, not just the Migdamils. What about the marshal kama? What's the law of him mutarim? Atem mishum the bnei medina choshev luka kotsoy. Tamid amashur shor omer mutarim. O dilma yochol hatol atzvo bifneihem. What does it mean? Tosis now has a suffix, an important suffix, and that is the minig of a tzibur not by a talmud chacham. Is it chal on the tzibur or not chal? Tosis has three levels. Level number one, Tos. Tos not calling anyone, I can do what I want with it. That's a nothing. Tosis number two, Al Pi Talmud Chacham. Al Pi Talmud Chacham, the Tzibur is chayiv in it, completely. You join the tzibur, you're chayiv in it. A minig, the migdah milsa, that's not al pi talmud chacham. That he has a suffek. He has a suffek about it. So, for instance, have loads of minhagim people do that have nothing to do, that people decided to do it because who knows what. Not al pi talmud chacham. This is Tosfos Sofer. And what is that? That's the sukkah. I don't have to accept it. That means in minhag choshev al pi talmud chacham, I have to accept. That now Tosfos has another thing. There's a minhag tos and a minhag shtus. Talmidim hoya matir la'atzmu lifneim. Aval lo lahem. Even a minute shtus is chal. And that is the re. So, how does Tosus interpret? So the re does not get here into the another question. What is the ukemta of the Mishnah? Doesn't get into the ukemta of the Mishnah. But the pashas of what the re is talking about is very simple. That the only minig that's definitely the ukimta of the Mishnah is talking about what type of minhagim. Minhagim that are definitely chal on a tzibor and that binds everyone in the tzibor, and you cannot, if you join the tzibor, you're bound by those, because the tzibor accepted the authority of a Talmud Chacham who did it either called mitoras psak or mitoras geder or mitoras chumru of a geder. B'nei Baishan wasn't a psak, it was a geder. It was done al pitamid chacham. The Talmud Chacham and Baishan, a certain previous generation, had made that geder. Everyone accepted it. Therefore, they're stuck with it. Something that's not al pi Talmud Chacham, if I join the tzibur, if I'm already noheg on it, Tosis had a suffix whether it's chal. And Tosis never gets into the mechanics, what makes a minhag chal. But if I join the tzibur, I don't have to do it. If I was never noheg that way, I don't have to begin being noheg. Because there's no din tzibur on it. What binds the tzibur together is under the guidance of a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham accepting. Otherwise, there's no din tzibur. For Rashba, for those of you, some people got a little confused here. There are two Rashbas. There's the Sephardi Rashba and the Chedusha Rashba, and there's the Shimshon Mishantz, the Rash Mishantz, Reb Shimshon ben Avram. That's when Tosafot quotes the Rashba. That's not the Sephardi Rashba. It's the Rash Mishantz. Koshim Matzniten. What? Ravashi, Dumbuka Matzniten. We'll be very careful what he says, and we'll have to compare it to Tosafot and Cholin. Ain't Daito Lachso, because sorry, Afilo Daito Lachso. Otsur. The Mishnah's ain't daitolachs. Ain't daitolachs. Ain't daitolachs. So what is it? It's chayiv. Kusoy afilu daitolachs also. Well, Abayi the Mukhi hanimili mi bovel erichisol, berichisol bovel abdina kavosai. Kusoy afilu berichisol bovel also. Vainu nami the mice have a berichisol bovel. So let's begin what he says. What does Ravashi say? He says, the sugya in Psachim, according to Ravashi's go, ain't daitolachsa. Ain't daitolachsa means what? Shita Sarambam. Mireg mochtsim shiotsamishim. So the Rash Mishantz now has the question is how you paskin. The Rash Mishantz is making the Ukimta, says the Ravashi, the Ukimta was, and therefore, what does he say? The Ravash Mugumit ain't daito lachsa. Mukusoi filo daito lachsa. Even if daito lachsa, what does he say? In Daito Lachso. So, min adin, I don't have to keep meaning Mokum Shabbalasha. But in front of Kusoy, I have to. they're going to get confused. So what does the Rashi Pishat say? That ain't that imdai ain't dai tolachso min adin. I have to keep mokum shiyotzim shon and mokum shibolashon. Im ain't dai tolachso min adin. I just keep mokum shibolashon. But in front of amaratzim, I have to keep minag mokum shibolashon. Now, machlokas, the Yisruchi, people get confused, the mazalzim and hagim, all the practical reasons. Make the soy. But chadar chadar, I don't have to keep it. So what is, in essence, what is he telling me? He's telling me the Rambam. But he's telling me more than the Rambam. Is he saying that it's because of machlokas? Or he's not saying because of machlokas. Not clear. Okay. That's according to Rashi. Ulam Abaye de Muke. So what is Abaye say? That is Ravashi. Ula Abaye. What about Muki the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about what? The Bavel Eretz Yisrael. Only talking about Eretz Yisrael, I have to chumri mokum shiyotzim shon bolashon. Eretz Yisrael above avdina kavosayu. The above Eretz Yisrael, what is it? By going from above to Eretz Yisrael, was it died to lachs or ain't died to lachs? I assume that it's died to lachs. Why? And if I died to lachs, he comes from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. So what does he have to do? He can't say, well, my minig is to be maker like Bovel, because I'm coming to a place where the Noeg Chumra, and I have to accept halachic authority. Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, but Dai to Lachsa. What does that mean? What does it mean? What is Abaye talking about? Let's see the Abaye's case. Abaye's case is Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. That was from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And why wasn't he noheg like the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is only, he went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He did not have to keep the Chumras of Bavel. But from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep the Chumras. And he L'chora talking about Dai to Lachso. Ravashi makes no difference between the two. Abaye the Muki that Anemu Bavel Eretz Yisrael, that you have to keep the Chumras of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael above Anem Kusai Uba Kusai Afim Eretz Yisrael above also. It's a little funny to read it, because if the case was what? That Abaye is coming to be Matzdik what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana did, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, was not knowing the chumras of Eretz Yisrael. Avdin Kavosai means probably like Eretz Yisrael. Ukosai, I feel Eretz Yisrael Bavel also, but is that we and? It's not, and it could be Abaye didn't even know about the Ravashi, Dai to Lachso. So all the Ravashi, all according to Abaye, if I go from a place of less authority to greater authority, I have to have the menhagim where I come from and the menhagim where I'm going to. If I come from greater authority to lower authority, I just stuck with the menhagim of pavement I came from. And it's equal authority, I'm stuck with both. Okay. This is the Rosh Mishans. Think about it. We'll chaz tomorrow and Sunday. I want to be magged at the different sheets of Shoshana and show you where it is and see how the Shulchan Aruch paskens.